Then and there, I got caught up in the Spirit of the Lord, and he said something to me. He said that he's going to release a glory that has not been seen in our generation. Not really since the early days, but it hasn't been seen in our generation. We were going to walk and live and carry and administrate a glory that has not been seen yet in our generation. Doesn't mean that it's not somewhere in the earth. It just hadn't been fully seen. And it's going to be put on display again. God's glory is going to be put on display again. God's glory is going to fill the earth again. The people of God are going to experience His glory. They're going to walk in His glory. You're going to carry my glory, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'm training you, and I have been for many, many years, says the Spirit of the Lord, to walk in my glory, to carry my glory, to understand the weightiness of my glory, and to ministrate my glory, and to understand my glory, and to be caught up in my glory, and display it and administrate it to the world, for the world will see my manifest presence upon the sons and daughters in this hour, says the Spirit of the Lord. In this hour, says the Spirit of the Lord, my glory will return fully to my church. To the ecclesia, the called out one, says the Spirit of the Lord, my glory will return. You'll know those that walk with me in this hour, for every one of them in this generation will bear my glory. Those that have followed me wholly, those that have not given themselves to the world and been untainted by the world, says the Spirit of the Lord, you will see my glory upon them. All of them will carry my glory in this hour, and there will be an unprecedented harvest, says the Spirit of the Lord, for those that walk in my glory. They will see my kingdom manifest. They will see it manifest, says the Spirit of the Lord. It will manifest without flesh. No flesh will glory in this next movement. All the flesh that you see will be moved to the side, says the Spirit of the Lord. My hand will pluck them up that seek the glory of man. But my Spirit will raise my people up, and I will set my glory upon them, and you will see visible glory again. You will see it in the sanctuary, and you will see it in the marketplace, as the Spirit of grace. My visible glory, and you will walk in it, even those in this place. You will walk in it, and it will change the way everything is accomplished in my kingdom. And my blessing will rise upon those who have my glory. You will see the power of it. It's power to bless. For they have looked at Solomon and wondered what was his secret. And I tell you today, the secret is my manifest glory that was upon him. The kings of the earth came to see it. And I showed them the glory that was upon him. My glory will prosper my church in an unprosperous time. When things are being shaken without measure, those who carry glory will not be shaken. They will be blessed. I will take the housewife and set my glory upon her. And her whole house will be blessed. And she will not know poverty, lack, debt, or need again. For those who have my glory will never know lack, because my right hand is filling the earth again. Because my glory cometh from my right hand, and it's full of inheritance, says the Spirit of the Lord. It's full of me. It's full of me. Those of you who have embraced the training, you will walk in the glory. You will see it, and people will see it upon you. I will not hide my glory in this generation. There have been generations past where the world, whole generations, would be born and die and not see it. But your generation, mark my words, says the Spirit of grace. I will not hide my glory from this generation. The darkness will see it. They will have to reject my visible manifestation, for they will see glory. You will see my glory, for I will set it in this house. I will set it, says the Spirit of the Lord. When my glory shows up, then you will know all things are birthing. I will proceed all things, says the Spirit of the Lord, with my glory. When it shows up, you'll know all things are ready. My glory. My glory. My glory I give unto you to administrate before this world. Father, we receive right now. We're not afraid. We're not afraid. We do not seek the glory of man. We do not seek to build by man's authority in the earth. We never have, Father. We never will. We receive. We know and recognize when your power and your glory shows up, more will be accomplished than all we could do in a lifetime. Let this house be a house of your glory. We dedicate it today for that one purpose, to receive your glory, to receive it, to walk in it. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shall be risen upon thee. Darkness will cover the earth. You are in the season of the greatest darkness that will ever be seen upon the earth, says the Spirit of grace. It will be seen everywhere as it comes to fullness. But so will my glory, says the Spirit of grace, the latter rain of my glory. Parts of it, says the Spirit of grace, have not been seen since the early days. This glory will be seen in the nations of the earth. Darkness will see my glory and have to reject me visibly in this hour. For my church will carry the visible manifestation as I was with Moses. As I brought them out of Egypt, I will bring nations out of Egypt in this hour. I will bring a harvest and say and prophesy to the pharaohs of the world, let my people go. I will bring them out of the bondage and the clutch of darkness, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I will bring them and wash them in the Red Sea. And I will bring them into my promised inheritance, and my glory will be upon them and be seen by a people that's worthy of me. I tell you, says the Spirit of the Lord, that though the darkness be thick, it will not approach you. It will not breach the perimeter of my glory. Violence will erupt in cities, even across this nation. Violence that you have not seen, says the Spirit of the Lord. But it will not approach my glory. It will be held at bay, says the Spirit of the Lord. It will be held at bay by a power that has not been seen in your generation. It will be held, and they will wonder, even the authorities of the land will wonder, how can these things be? For I will give my church power and authority to hold darkness at bay and say, it will not come nigh my dwelling. For it is my glory that will do these things. It is my glory that I will crown you with. It is my glory that you will wear. And I tell you of a truth, says the Spirit of the Lord, verily, verily, I say to you, There'll be glory that shall not lift. It will be a glory that will remain. There'll be places in the earth that my glory will settle. It won't be as the anointing you have known, where it would come and go for services and come and go for the service of my kingdom. But it will be a glory remain. It will be a glory seen in the tabernacle. A glory be seen by nations to come and see my glory. Some will mock, says the Spirit of the Lord. Darkness will mock at it. But its power to deliver, no man will mock at. With it, says the Spirit of grace, will be my creative power. You will see my creative power in your generation. You will see it in this place, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will fill whole cities with creative power. There will be viruses, says the Spirit of grace, and plagues released in this hour that man will have no answer for. They're rising in this hour, says the Spirit of the Lord. Demonically induced plague that man will have not an answer for. And the church that walks with a foot in the world will have no answer for. But my glory, I tell you of a truth, it will not approach my glory. My glory will hold it at bay. My glory will hold darkness at bay. You will understand the power of this kingdom that I have given unto men. You will see its power. You will walk in it and be clothed in it. I will protect all things that pertain to you, says the Spirit of grace. Be not moved with what's coming upon the earth, for my people are sleeping deeply right now. They're not aware of the evil that's being stirred up behind the scenes, that's going to approach even the land that you've lived in with such goodness. But so is my glory, being prepared for a people that have heard my voice and heard my call, that heareth the bridegroom, that heareth the bride, that heareth, that have their lamps trimmed and their wicks burning, ready, watching and waiting. These will be clothed and they will not be moved, and you will be the answer for humanity. You will carry the answer. Say, Lord, we've not done anything. You in 1 hour, says the Spirit of the Lord of human history, will do more in a lifetime. Prepare for the greatest harvest, says the Spirit of the Lord, you've ever seen. This nation has not seen a harvest that I will bring. I will unleash light everywhere. Light will dispel the darkness. It will break out in one wave after another, after another, after another, after another. You will not know darkness for the glory that will rise upon you. Though it will be upon the earth, it will not be upon you. Your light has come. This is your inheritance with me. To be blessed beyond measure. To be protected beyond human authority. To be caught up when everything is being torn down. I say nothing. If you continue with me, says the Spirit of grace, no evil, no plague, no destruction and no violence will come nigh your dwelling. Raise thy marvelous shield around us right now. Raise thy glorious hedge around us right now. Raise the hedge, oh, the mighty shield of glory. I see your shield. I see the walls. I see the immeasurable power of the Most High God. All around, exceeding great shield all around us. Exceeding great shield all around us. You raise it up. Prepare us for glory, Father. Prepare us for glory. Prepare us. Prepare us. Finish our preparations for glory. This is what we want. This is our inheritance. This is what we desire. We will be ready. Oh, you're making us ready. You're making us ready, Father. No fear here, says the Spirit of the Lord. No fear here. This will be a common saying among those who carry my glory. No fear here, for the earth will shake with fear. The nations will shake. People's whole livelihoods will be shaken. I tell you a truth, says the Spirit of the Lord. Wake. Awaken, my love. Awaken. No fear here. Fullness of light and glory. Prepare. Prepare yourself. Awaken to the generation you live in. Be not dull of hearing. Be not dull of hearing, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will bring signs of my glory first. Foretaste. You will taste of it as the apostles did, and you will lose your life in it. But there'll be nothing left once you taste my glory. You'll live only for me. I will raise businesses up. Mark my words today, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will raise businesses that will withstand the fallout of economies. They will stand in the midst of fallout. They will not be moved because my glory will come over my businesses. For I have those who walk with me in the marketplace. My glory will protect all that pertaineth to you. And I say not one of your employees will be lost with the coming economic calamity. Not one. Not one, says the Spirit of grace. Not one. A harvest I give to you like no other. A harvest like no other I've assigned to you. You will stay the course and follow me. You will see a harvest like no other. Even the apostles of old would wish to live in your generation to see what I will do with my people before my return. You're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that are all looking at your generation. I will fill every seat in heaven with this generation. I will pull a harvest of souls from this generation that will confound even the wisest of men. Earthly personalities, media personalities will surrender their post before a nation to say, I am going to follow him. I will no longer partake in this darkness. If you can bear these words, says the Spirit of the Lord, you will walk with more ease in these days when nothing will be at ease. You will be in a rest that only heaven can give. You will marvel every day that you wake up with the rest and the glory when everything around you is being shaken but not coming nigh your dwelling. You will be a light in the midst of a wickedness that's about to be unleashed to this world, says the Spirit of grace. Walk with me. and you will see there is no fear here. There is no fear here, says the Spirit of the Lord. Show us your glory in this house, Father. This is all we've ever labored for. This is all we've ever labored for. This is all that we want. To carry glory. To be caught up in it. Clothe us all in this house. Finish the preparation. Ask Him to prepare you to walk in the glory. You'll be safe in the glory, says the Spirit of the Lord. You'll be safe. All those who are in the glory will be safe. Prepare us for glory. Prepare us for glory. Prepare us for glory. The Spirit of the Lord says apostles will come forth from the glory. You will see the apostles of this nation come forth from the glory. You will see them come out of the glory. They will carry glory. You will see the true apostolic office come forth from my glory. They will usher it in, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord is mighty in battle. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. And He knows them that trust in Him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And in the power of His might, in the name of Jesus. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And He knows them that trust in Him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong, be strong, be strong, be strong, says the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The Lord has commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Everywhere you go, the Lord is with thee. His presence will not depart from thee. The glory of the Lord is upon you. He's the lifter of your head.